Kangaroos, brave dogs, and old cats making good news for your Tuesday morning. So a cat in the UK just turned 30 years old, Nick.
Really?
A cat. She's a tortoise shell named Millie, and she'd be a Guinness World Record holder, but the problem is her owner doesn't have the paperwork to prove it. But this cat, the UK, and they've got pictures to prove all the years, this cat is 30 years old.
Still holding a grudge, too. Cats do that. They
I know, right?
Never forget.
Yeah.
Well, let me get... Beto lived to be like 23, something like that?
His wife got her as a three-month-old kitten back in 1995. Mm-hmm. He says she's still going strong three decades in.
The wife or the cat?
The cat. Oldest cat ever lived in Texas. Her name was Cream Puff. She died in 2005. Just after she turned 38. So this cat still has 8 years to go to really break a record. But isn't that pretty crazy? Mm, you never get a cat wild. Thinking 30 years together. That's so cool.
No, and still jumping on the counter. Yep. You know that song, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
this time it was a pet kangaroo that got out.
Oh.
Police in South Carolina, police in South Carolina. Caught someone's pet kangaroo. The kangaroo's loose again. Get them Duke boys. Kangaroo got loose over the weekend. They posted a video after they got a leash on the kangaroo, which is not easy to do. Owners say that the kangaroo got out because of the pet goat that opened the gate. You know how that happens.
This is where we stop what we're doing right now and go there and sign her up for a reality TV show. Because you can't make it up. In her silk pajama shorts and her camo shirt. And pink. She was rang
silk
pink.
Silk pajama shorts.
Pink silk pajama shorts. I just love that woman.
Roscoe Pico train. Bringing that kangaroo. So, you know it's always the goat's fault, right?
It is always the goat's fault. Do you think she got the pet kangaroo first or the pet goat?
Goat first.
The goat first. Okay.
Yeah. Goat's always dominating.
And finally, there's an Army veteran, thank you for your service, named Kristen Van Der Zanden, who recently got her Frankie back. She spells the dog's name F-R-E-N-K-Y, Frankie. Frankie the dog had served, they served 3 years together in the military. They were in Afghanistan and also did 20 different Secret Service missions. So Kristen had to leave Frankie behind a few years ago when she got transferred to a different Army base. But he retired in January and she wanted him back. So the Humane Society made it happen. It's part of their military working dog program. They'll also cover all of his vet bills for the rest of his life. You see, now every time I see somebody walking a dog, I'm going to be like, is that a Secret Service mission? Is that a Secret Service mission? You know, they're not just walking their dogs.
Oh, you don't have to guess anymore. Just check the group text.
Oh, yeah.
No more guessing, Jan. It's all
Nick,
out there.
By 10 o'clock this morning, that story will have never happened and it will disappear. I have never seen a story unwind and disappear like this one.
Never happened.
Never happened.
Men in Black Mind Eraser.
98.5, right?